Two of his assistants had been working busily since 8 o'clock. Since 8 o'clock,
自从八点钟开始。所以他限定了主句的时态，完成时态。这里用 had been working, 过去完成进行式。
It had only just finished,
刚刚才干完了。
Diamond necklaces and rings had been beautifully arranged on a background of black velvet.
钻石项链啊，戒指啊，漂亮的陈列在黑色丝绒上面，以黑色丝绒为背景。
So we know the jewelry shop must look beautiful. And I should say,There were a lot of jewels which were valuable.
那我应该说有好多的珠宝都是价值连城的。
After gazing at the display for several minutes, Mr. Taylor went back into his shop.
那么在上一次课当中我们讲到了运用 ing 形式结构，无论是动名词还是分词，其逻辑主语要和主句的主语保持一致。同学们发现 gaze 的逻辑主语 Mr. Taylor, 所以采用 after 直接和 ing 动名词形式搭配。看着这漂亮的陈列品，欣赏了几分钟之后呢，他回到了店里。我们直接运用 gazing 动名词的一般形式，所以在替换为时间状语从句的时候，根据时态我们就可以选用一般过去式。
After he gazed at the display for several minutes,
如果我这里的语句
After having gazed at the display for several minutes, Miss Taylor went back into his shop,
运用了动名词的完成式表示动作发生在先，那么在替换为 after 所引导的时间状语从句的时候，我们要相应使用过去完成时。
After he had gazed at the display for several minutes.
所以在本句当中，我们最好的替换方式
After he gazed at the display.
Okay, this is the first paragraph. Now, the second one.
The silence was suddenly broken when a large car withIts headlights on and its horn blaring, roll down the arcade. So we know, a large car suddenly broke the silence.
一辆大型轿车突然打破了这个沉寂。为了重点突出沉寂被打破了。
The silence 和上文的表达方式 ,the arcade was almost empty.
相呼应。
So, in the empty arcade, nobody visited the shops. And Mr. Taylor was enjoying, was admiring his new window display. But suddenly, the silence was broken.
所以这种衔接的关系可以起到承上启下的作用。
How was the silence broken?
那么这个沉寂是怎么样打破的呢？
It was broken by a large car that rolled down the arcade.
它是被一辆呼啸驶进那个甬道的汽车打破的。
The large car rolled down the arcade with its headlights on and its horn blaring.So, without doubt, such a car must have broken the silence.
那么毫无疑问，这样的一辆车，前车灯亮着，喇叭鸣叫着的一辆车，显然把这个拱道内的宁静打破了。
With its headlights on and its horn blaring,
这是本课的重点句式，我们把它称之为是。With 的 符合结构。 with 后面接复合宾语，宾语与宾语补足语的逻辑上有主谓关系。那么这个时候我们应该采用动词的 ing 形式。如果宾语和宾语补足语在逻辑上有动宾关系，我们应该采用过去分词做宾补。如果是说明当时一种情况，也常用于形容词、介词短语、副词，表明宾语的状态。如果想表达某个事情动作将要展开发生，我们要选用动词不定式去。好，大家对于这种结构形式是否已经明白？那么下面我们分别以例句的形式给同学们进一步讲解。首先来看 with 和名词搭配以及分词的结构。分词我们刚刚讲到了，现在分词它和宾语之间的关系是逻辑上的主谓关系。She sat staring into the distance with tears streaming down her cheeks. 同学们发现在这个 with 结构当中 with tears streaming down her cheeks, tear 和 stream down 之间的关系，逻辑的主谓关系，泪流满面，她坐着凝视着远方，泪流满面。 OK, next.She stood there with her hands resting on her hips. She stood there with her hands resting on her hips. 那么这里的 hands 和 rest 之间的关系也是明显的逻辑的主谓关系。 OK, now please analyze the next example. He ran into the room.With her face covered with tears. With her face covered with tears. 我们分析这个语句 face 和 cover 显然是 covered face, 所以这是逻辑的动宾关系。这个时候我们要采用过去分词做宾语补足语，说明宾语的内容。她泪流满面地跑进了房间。那么大家是否清楚如何运用现在分词和过去分词了呢？因为作业被完成了，他感到很开心。With his homework finished, he felt happy. Finished, finish homework, 逻辑的动宾关系。好，第二点 ，with 和形容词或副词搭配。做宾语补足语。He used to sleep with all the windows open. 那么这个 open 是说明 the windows 的状态。他以前常开着窗子睡觉。He used to sleep with all the windows open. Okay, next. He went out with his hat on.He went out with his hat on. On, 副词，描述当时出去的这种状态。他戴着帽子出去了。Now translate my sentence, please. 会议结束了，我们都回家。With the meeting over, we went home. With 只是一种独立组合结构，它只是小小的短语，所以千万不能表达为完整的语句。如果同学们想表达因为会议结束了我们大家都回了家， Because the meeting was over, was over. 但是你发现在运用 with 的时候 with the meeting over. 第三点 with 和介词短语搭配做宾语补足语。He came in withA knife in his hand. 他走进来，手里面拿着一把铅笔刀。 with a knife in his hand.